Dreamscape presents Desperate Measures by Joe Bannister. Narrated by Jane Copeland. Chapter 1. Laura Fry drove through the wet night as if lives depended on it. Possibly they did. It was a long time now since emergency calls had been part of her daily routine. She saw her clients in a comfortable office overlooking Norbold's Jubilee Park, during office hours, over coffee and the occasional shortbread. They were all people with problems in their lives, and though as a therapist, she did her best to help them and believed she was broadly successful, it was only realistic to acknowledge that sometimes people on the edge totter over. This wasn't the first time she'd had a client do the mental equivalent of bungee jumping on knicker elastic. It wouldn't be the first time if the outcome was a nasty mess on the pavement. Usually, though, it was someone else's job to clean up. A psychiatric emergency response team, if the client was still essentially intact. An ambulance, if he was badly broken. A meat wagon, if all the urgency had already gone from the situation. Laura would expect to hear what had happened sooner rather than later. But it was unusual these days for her to be involved while a crisis was still in progress. This was different for two reasons. Gabriel Ash was certainly a client, had been for 2 years, and remained in need of her professional service.